to cause new casualties. As AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on a prisoner exchange between the two countries.
Russian soldiers have returned to the Moscow region after Russia and Ukraine exchanged over 100 prisoners, according to the Russian military. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, the 103 Russian soldiers had been captured in the Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces recently launched a surprise incursion into Russia. The exchange came as two people died in a missile attack on the Ukrainian Black Sea port city of Odessa, as Moscow and Kyiv exchanged drone and missile attacks, according to officials. The Ukrainian Air Force said it shot down 10 of the 14 drones and one of the three missiles Russia launched overnight. I'm Karen Shamas.
A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels landed in an open area in central Israel on Sunday. We hear more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The early morning attack on Sunday triggered air raid sirens, including at Israel's international airport, but there were no reports of casualties or major damage. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have repeatedly fired drones and missiles toward Israel since the start of the war in Gaza, but nearly all of them have been intercepted over the Red Sea. In July, an Iranian-made drone launched by the Houthis struck Tel Aviv, killing one person and wounding 10 others. Israel responded with a wave of airstrikes on Houthi-held areas of Yemen. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Thousands of Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday, continuing regular protests aimed at pressuring Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal with Hamas militants that would secure the return of some 100 hostages still being held by the Islamic militants in the Gaza Strip. This is VOA. Analysts say photos of North Korea's Ukrainian enrichment facility may show an undeclared